A warning now, the following conversation will contain no obscenities, no violent references, no graphic descriptions of unmentionable deeds, but it will contain an extremely irritating sound, a sound that, as new research tells us, human beings are predisposed to detest. It is the sound of a fingernail on an old-fashioned chalkboard. Brace yourself, here it is. Ooh, just one more time. I promise we will not do that again. What we will do is ask an expert why many of you had that spine-tingling, hair-raising reaction just now. Michael Oehler of the University of Media and Communication in Cologne, Germany, joins us. Welcome to the program.
Hello. I'm glad to be here.
And tell us, what did you learn? What's so special about this particular sound that we hate it?
Well, the aim of the study was to detect specific features of the sounds responsible for the perceived unpleasantness. And we wanted to know if there was a correlation between perception and physiological reactions. And the most significant result was that the parts of the sounds in the frequency range between 2,000 and 4,000 Hz were particularly important for the perceived unpleasantness. And that is remarkable because between about 2 and 4 kHz, the human ear is most sensitive, and many important acoustic features of speech sounds can be found in this area.
So are there other sounds that occupy the same range of, actually there are two meanings of the word hertz here, the same range of hertz as the sound of fingernails on the chalkboard?
Yeah, we tested another sound that was just chalk on a board.
Chalk on the blackboard.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, and we got about the same results with the chalk.
And it's just the way our ears have evolved that this happens to be a particular range of sounds that we react to very badly.
Yeah, one explanation for the sensitivity of the ear in this area is the open ear gain. Some frequencies are amplified due to the anatomy of the ear canal. But we also found that pitch information is very important for the perceived unpleasantness. And if these two things go together, this makes a very unpleasant sound perception.
This knowledge may be too late for the blackboard industry. I think the chalkboard has sort of died since you started the research. It's been replaced by the whiteboard and the magic marker, or whatever we call the felt-tip pen.
Yeah, that's true. But we also have many other sounds, and the knowledge could be used to make them a bit more pleasant. If you think about sounds of a vacuum cleaner or whatever, but you could use this knowledge to operate in these frequency areas and make the sound a bit more pleasant.
You can just get that vacuum cleaner sound out of the 2,000 to 4,000 hertz range, and people will not react so badly to it when they turn it on, is what you're saying.
Yeah, it's just one example. I don't know if it really works with a vacuum cleaner, but there are many sounds in our environment that are perceived as unpleasant, and perhaps it's a way to make it a bit more pleasant.
Did you find in your research that if you just told people, I'm now going to play you the sound of fingernails scraping on a blackboard, that they had the reaction that we have from hearing the sound?
Yeah, exactly. If the subjects knew about the origin of the sounds, the judgments tended to be more negative, and the correlation between the perception and the physiological reaction was even stronger. And conversely, if the subjects thought they were hearing parts of a contemporary composition, what we told them, they perceived the sounds as less unpleasant. So this was really striking.
So the reaction would depend on how avant-garde the experiment subjects might be.
Yes, we should test this also as a variety. Yes, that's true.
Well, Professor Oehler, thank you very much for talking with us about your work.
You're welcome. I was glad to talk to you.
Okay, that's Michael Oehler, who is Professor of Media and Music Management at the University of Media and Communication in Cologne in Germany. He's part of a team of researchers who just presented a paper at the Acoustical Society of America conference about why fingernails on chalkboards are so irritating to the human ear.
Our program is directed today by Brendan Banaszak, edited by Corey Turner and Franklin Cater, and produced by Matt Martinez. The technical director is Stu Rushfield. The engineering supervisor is Robert Jackson.
At the foreign desk, Ted Clark, Kevin Beasley, Douglas Roberts, and Martha Wexler. Librarians include Mary Glendinning, Denise Chen, Beth Howard, Janelle White, Maureen Clements, Hannah Summers, Robert Goldstein, Elizabeth Allen, and Lauren Sin.
Our executive producer is Christopher Turpin. I'm Guy Raz.
And I'm Robert Siegel. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.